that you ask, what do you fear in the end? It's your vision that carries you through all the hardship and dread. You're looking for a hero, be one to yourself. You've given your sweat, you hurt like the rest. Then you find, yeah, you find that there's no
You are listening to WHFR, broadcasting live from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported non-commercial radio. This is live from Studio J. I'm your host, Scott Boatwright. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It's 5 o'clock, time for some live music. And in the studio for his return is blues preacher Creighton. How you doing, Creighton?
I'm good, Scott. I'm glad to be back here again. I love this radio station, man.
Yeah, we are definitely glad to have you back. I take it everything's going well?
Well, I've had a lot of ups and downs in life, and I almost considered giving up music. I'll talk about that story later. But
okay.
I've got some shout-outs I want to do. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Detroit Blues Society. They've been real supportive in giving me shows. And I'd like to give a really big thanks to my buddy, my new friend, Maruga Booker. I'm sure you may know who he is.
Oh, yeah. We'll be talking about that again for a little bit, too, later on.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to thank PJ from PJ's Lager House. He's the one who really got me started with the opening acts, and he's helped me get on to more shows. And I'd like to thank especially Mr. John Anton, who runs the Token Lounge. I'm going to be playing a few shows there with Maruga Booker. And then I'd like to thank my mom and my dad and a lot of my other family out there. I know some of them are listening. And my Facebook fans, they're out there listening too. So I want to thank them for tuning in.
All right, why don't we get started? We're going to hear Lonesome Valley.
All right, Lonesome Valley real quick. It's a Mississippi John Hurt tune.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting into Mississippi John Hurt lately. Recently, I had a whole thing happen, and so I've been discovering some new music, and I've been really getting into Mississippi John Hurt. So I'm going to do this gospel tune he did, You Gotta Walk the Lonesome Valley. Well, you got to walk that lonesome valley. Well, you got to walk it down by yourself. Nobody else can go there for you. Well, you got to walk it down by yourself. My mama walked that lonesome valley. Well, she had to walk it down by herself.
Nobody else could walk it for him. You got to walk it down by yourself. Grandpa had to walk that lonesome valley. Well, he had to walk it down by himself. And nobody else could walk it for him. Well, he had to walk it down by himself. Well, I got to walk that lonesome valley. Well, I got to walk it down by myself. I got to walk that lonesome valley. Well, I got to walk it down by myself. You got to walk that lonesome valley. Well, you got to walk it down by yourself. Nobody else can walk it for you. Well, you got to walk it down by yourself.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, live in Studio J with Blues Preacher Creighton. All right, so this is where you've gotten your start, the early blues.
Yep, early blues is where it all began for me, with my love of music and everything, and I've really branched out, Scott. In recent months, I've discovered the likes and really gotten into Hank Williams. Both Hank Williams, I should say all three Hank Williams. I've grown to love and appreciate their music, and I've grown to love jazz, and I've had more appreciation of it, and I've been trying to branch out, including to AC/DC and Black Sabbath and Motorhead. So I'm really going all over the place, you could say. Not just with old blues, but with the offspring of the blues and with the predecessors of the blues.
Right. One would argue that as far as music goes, if it wasn't for the very early blues, most of the other genres would have never happened. It's stuff that branched out later on, you know, with rockabilly and all that stuff. But in the first five decades of the last century, you either played blues or you played jazz. There really wasn't anything else. And then rock kind of took over, and it had its moment in the sun for the second half. All three still very enduring genres, and they're still alive and kicking strong, but, you know, not exactly what they were back then. But we have people like you to thank for keeping it alive, though.
Well, I'm very thankful, and as long as I'm living and breathing, I'm going to keep playing no matter what. And I've had a lot happen to me, and it's made me stronger.
All right. Now, if I do the math correctly, even if you just hang around as long as Booker, then you've still got at least another 60 years to go then.
That's right, 60. I'm hoping to make it to 100.
Hey, you never know. By then, they'll have the technology. No matter what ails you, they'll probably just say, yeah, we got this. And then I'm a firm believer that music does keep you alive and healthy. As long as you got that in your life, then you're good to go.
Oh, I will definitely agree with that. I've been songwriting my own songs, and that has been something that has helped me get through these tough times that I've had, and helped me get out of the low point that I've had in the past months.
Yeah, well, I can emphasize, and I'm sure your parents have probably told you the same thing, but, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet, Creighton.
That's right.
There's a lot more hard roads ahead and even harder ones, but I have a feeling you'll get through it, especially as long as you have music.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, I took a few days for music, and it was just rough. I just couldn't do it. I just said, oh man, I can't do it without this guitar. I just cannot.
Yeah. It becomes an extra limb, if you will.
Oh, yes. I love it.
All right. We're going to do a track you've got here, Baby Please Don't Go. Why don't you tell us, like, okay, which version is the one that really captured this song for you?
Oh, man, I'd say Lightnings and Muddies. Oh, man, they both did good versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say Lightning because my granddad met Lightning Hopkins and knew his son. Son ran a pharmacy down in Texas, and my granddad happened to see Lightning Hopkins play on his son's front porch of his pharmacy.
Wow.
So I love Lightning Hopkins, and my version's kind of, it's different from theirs in some ways, and I do it a little bit differently, and I try to put my own spin on it.
Okay. All right, let's hear it.
All right. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go down to New Orleans. You know I love you so. Before I be your dog. Before I be your dog. Before I be your dog. You catch me way down here, the way you want me long. You got me way down here. You got me way down here. You got me way down here about rolling phone, treating me like I'm a dog. You know your man done gone. You know your man done gone. You know your man done gone down to the county farm. He's got his shackles on. You got me way down here. You got me way down here. You got me way down here, baby, 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 but please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go down to New Orleans. You know I love you so. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go down to New Orleans. You know I love you so.
WHFR. .fm, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Blues Preacher Creighton. All right. So I heard that you're thinking about trying to get a full band going.
Yes, I've really been trying to get a band together. I'm trying to do rockabilly, early metal, rock and roll, glam rock, southern rock, blues, jazz, the whole works. And I've been looking for some bandmates, and I've had some not good luck with that.
Well, you know, the one thing, I guess, is when you have that many genres, it's kind of hard to find somebody that can be interested in that many different styles of music, let alone be able to play them, you know? I mean, I commend you. I mean, they all sound great to me, but it's kind of hard to find somebody that's on the same page as far as that goes.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, one person I know that does that really well is Hank Williams Jr. I've grown to become a big fan of his music, and I've read a lot on his life, and he lived an interesting life, and he grew up, and they wanted him to be like Hank Williams Sr., and he had to fight a whole lifetime of really trying to get out of that shadow, and he fell off a mountain, and he came back, and he said, I'm going to do blues, I'm going to do rock, I'm going to do jazz, and I'm going to do country music. And he said, if people don't like it, then forget them.
Right.
And he's written some good songs, and I have a deep amount of respect for him because of it, because of what he's been through. And it inspired me in the last few months when I felt like giving up on music, because I've had to deal with some racism on Facebook, and I've had to deal with some jealous people. I won't name, because that goes against my whole view on things. But they've said things, they've told me that you're white, you can't sing the blues because you don't have the feeling. And I've had people tell me, you're not good enough. And I've had people put me down. Mm-hmm. And it's people like Maruga Booker and Hank Williams Jr. that will make you, like, want to do it. You have somebody like Maruga Booker who you open up for. You're supposed to open up for. And he calls you on the phone, and he says, I want to know if everything's okay. And he tries to talk to you, and, you know, you feel down, and you don't want to do it because you feel upset because you've had to deal with all the negative comments. And it was really helpful. That's what I'll say.
Okay. Well, he sounds like he supports. That's a good thing.
Yes, and I'm going to make an album with him.
That sounds wonderful. I look forward to that. Okay. All right. And speaking of, we have a live event coming up soon where you're going to be playing, not with him, alongside him, but together on a show, right?
Yes. That'll be at the Token Lounge, December 27th.
Okay. Which is a Thursday. That's a week from today, right?
Yep. That's the day after I turn 18.
Wow. Welcome to the adult world.
Yep, legality.
Yeah, well, for what it's worth. So you're going to be opening up for him, I take it, and it's going to be a birthday celebration for both of you, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and we're gonna do some tunes, and we're going to just have a good time.
That sounds like a plan. A week from tonight at the Token Lounge, that's in Westland on Joy Road, between Inkster and Middlebelt. They're really starting to do a lot of blues-oriented shows there. That's great. Maybe you might have checked out a little bit of the metal side, because they've always done those kind of shows over the years.
Yeah, I've been, my start has really been like Sabbath and Motorhead.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Lemmy. I got deep respect for him. he does those great covers of songs, and he's got his own work. And I also punk rock too. I mean, like a lot of the punk rock bands, like the Ramones. I grew up on that from my mom and my dad, and David Bowie too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got to pretty much see all those fellas. I got to see Sabbath on a tour. Before they broke up the first time, and when Ozzy did his first solo tour, Motorhead opened up for him, and that was at the Masonic Temple downtown in 1981.
No, that wasn't the one show where he bit the bat's head off, was it?
No, that was like about a year or so later he did that. And they said that it was It's since then it's been debunked. It was like a, you know, a toy, a plastic, whatever it was made out of. But do you realize that if you literally did that, then you're talking about many painful rabies shots in your stomach to take care of that?
Gee.
I don't think he would have done that on purpose. Well, maybe if he was that stoned, I don't know, but highly doubtful.
Well, he's a wild character, and I like wild characters, I guess.
Yeah, well, you picked the right one if you're going to look at Ozzy Osbourne, that's for sure.
I mean, my mom and my dad, there's some wild characters, too.
Yeah, well, they probably have learned quite a few lessons, and they can make sure you don't go down the same paths.
Oh, it's a family tradition.
All right. Let's do another one. I'm not familiar with this one. Outskirts of Town?
Yeah, this is a Josh White tune. He's an old blues guy. I'm actually friends with his grandson. His grandson lives here in Michigan. Josh White, just a little story about him. He was around in the folk era of the 40s and 30s, and he was probably the first well-known across the United States blues man, and he recorded a lot of songs, and this is one that I really like. It's based on the Piedmont blues, which I like a lot.
Okay.
So I guess I'll start then.
All right.
Well, I'm gonna move way on the outskirts of town. Well, I'm gonna move way on the outskirts of town. 'Cause I don't want nobody who's always hanging around. Well, let me tell you, baby, funny as a man can be, we gotten 7 children and let them all just look like me. That's why I'm gonna move you way on the outskirts of town. 'Cause I don't want nobody who's always hanging round. Wake up every morning, low down in dead ashamed. You got your men, baby, pecking on my window pane. That's why I'm gonna leave you. Ooh, we're on the outskirts of town. 'Cause I don't want nobody who's always hanging around. Well, I saw you living in Gatlin, and I'm mad as I can be. We got 7 children, and none of them look like me. That's why I'm gonna leave you way on the outskirts of town. 'Cause I don't want nobody who's always hanging. Well, I'm gonna sing this verse, and I ain't gonna sing no more. Now ain't you happy, great God Almighty, sing this verse, ooh, you ain't gonna sing no more. Keep your man in your bed and put your husband down on the floor.
Yeah, You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with blues preacher Creighton with Outskirts of Town. All right. So beyond that show next week, any other upcoming events?
Yes. I will be playing at the Token Lounge again January. It's January 20th, I believe. It's on a Sunday.
Okay.
And it's going to be for the fundraiser to Memphis. The latest band that got into the International Blues Challenge, they're going to be going down to Memphis. I'm going to be playing a show there.
Okay.
And then I'm supposed to be linking up with PJ, and we're going to do a another show. It'll be a birthday show for me turning 18.
Okay. So that'll be a little bit after your birthday, of course, but
yes.
Sometime early next year.
And then I'm supposed to work with a friend of mine, Don McGee, and we're going to be doing the library series.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, or the library series?
You go to the library, and you basically play a few tunes, and you talk about the blues or what you're singing about, and... basically, they do it here around the library system here. They also do it in Monroe, and they do it every February for Black History Month, and I'm going to meet a friend of mine who's going to be playing at that show, but I'm not going to be playing at
right.
that event. And I'd love to, but...
Right. Now, is that at different locations that you're talking about, different libraries, or...?
Yeah, it's a different chain of libraries, basically.
Okay. What would be the best way to go about finding more information about that, then?
I would say the best would be to contact Don McGee from... just look him up. He does Blues Images by Don McGee, and then there's a guy named Bill Reiser who does the Monroe County ones.
Okay. All right. So you got some shows coming up, and you have a release that you're trying to work on right now, or?
Well, I'm going to start working on an album with my friend Maruga Booker. We're going to get together sometime in the next coming months or so, and we're going to sit down, and I'm going to take my original tracks, all the original songs I wrote, most of them, and... we're gonna record the songs and we're gonna put them out, and I'm gonna make my first album.
That sounds wonderful. Maybe we can get both of you down here after you get that done, and we can hear some songs from that.
Oh yes, I would love that.
Okay. All right, well, we might as well keep it going. It's time to mind your own business, huh?
All right, this is a Hank Williams song. Hank Williams Senior and Junior did this song. I love both versions of it, so I'm going to do it and mix both of their versions of it. So, all right.
Okay.
So we ready to go?
Yep.
All right.
Well, if the wife and I are fussing, buddy, that's all right. 'Cause me and that woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine. Well, the woman on her party line knows a thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine. I got a little gal, she wears her hair up high. Well, the boys all whistle as she walks by. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine. Minding people's business seems to be high tone. Well, you mind your business, you wouldn't mind my own. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Cause if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves with Blues Preacher Creighton. All right, mind your own business. So both Hank Williams 1 and 2 did that one.
Yep, and Hank the 3rd has done that song, I believe.
Okay, you got to keep the tradition going there.
Oh, yeah.
God, it's been what? It's been about 60 years, hasn't it?
At least? It's going to be coming up about 66 years come January 1st since Hank's been gone.
Wow. Yeah.
I'd say it's probably the saddest day in music history besides the day that the Big Bopper died and
Buddy Holly.
Yeah. I'd say when Hank Williams passed away, I'd say it was a sad day because he could write songs so well.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to always say, he said, if you can't write a song in 5 minutes, he said, then it's not worth writing about.
I like that, you know. He'd get along with Paul McCartney, same thing,
yeah.
You know. Paul McCartney says, I can write a song about anything. He had a bet going with Paul Simon, and I forgot which song it was, but he came up with some really mundane, just bland, you know, topic. And he says, okay. And he wrote the song, and it ended up being a big hit. So... yeah, if you've got the talent, you've got the talent. But, he left us way too soon. And he wasn't that old. I think he was only about...
29.
Yeah, 29. That's... life's just beginning at that time, you know?
Oh, yeah. And he had so much going for him, and I recently read a biography on him and about his wife, Audrey, and how they both would just fight on and off, and he said that he told her on the phone, he said, I don't think I'm going to be around too much longer because you left me. And he was also kicked off the Grand Ole Opry, and that's because Roy Acuff said he was drinking, when Roy Acuff actually only saw, it was a little bit, he had a little pocket of whiskey in his pocket, and Roy Acuff saw it, and he kicked him off. And I mean, Hank the Third's got a song about it. He said the Grand Ole Opry ain't so grand nowadays.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he did know something though, because he's gone. So
yeah,
that's one of the things about the early blues and jazz artists. A lot of them, a good majority of them never made it to a ripe old age. You know, if they made it to in their 40s, they were ripe old, you know.
Oh yeah, so. There's that, especially for Lemon Jefferson and Charlie Patton and Robert Johnson, big one, 27 years old.
Yep, the first member of the 27 Club.
Yep, first member.
All right, okay, we're gonna do Cripple Creek.
Yep, I got out my banjo for this one.
All right.
I've been playing the banjo for nearly a year now, and I've been listening to a guy by the name of String Bean and Earl Scruggs, and I've been really getting into bluegrass, and because that's kind of an ancestral thing for me. I'll tell you a story. My great-grandparents, my great-grandma and her siblings were supposed to go to the Grand Ole Opry back in 1939 because they were a band, and they couldn't get a ride there. And so they never were able to make it, but I play the banjo and I've been working on it, and so I'm gonna do Cripple Creek. It's an old-fashioned song, so whenever you're ready.
All right, let's do it.
Bridges up to my knee, I'm going up a Cripple Creek, going if I please. Going up a Cripple Creek, going and run. Going up a Cripple Creek, going and run. Laying up a Cripple Creek, laying in the shade. Eating all the money that the poor boys made. Going up Cripple Creek, going in a run. Going up Cripple Creek, going in a run. With the red dress on, she looks mighty pretty, but she's long gone, long gone, long gone. She's mighty pretty, but she's long, long
those things aren't easy to play. I mean, that's
five strings, I'll tell you that. It's different from a guitar.
Well, it's not just that, though. I mean, everybody that I've ever heard that plays those things, I mean, a guitar is a piece of cake compared to a banjo. You know, that's takes a lot more finger dexterity to do one of those. Yeah, my great uncle Scott, he played that type of music down south when he was around, and his daughter ended up doing it and carrying on the tradition. She ended up teaching it until her passing just a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Well, I've also been picking up the piano too. I've been working on blues piano and boogie woogie, and so I've been trying to learn a few different instruments in my time.
How is that though? I mean, there are definitely three different instruments, especially the piano. I mean, now you got to be doing things with both your hands, not just one. You
know? It's tough. It's definitely tough. But there was one night I sat up for about 3 or 4 hours, and I just tried to learn to do it, and I got this part down, and I just sat there and worked on it, and I just got it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Yeah, you're young enough. You got plenty of time to practice and get better at it. So, okay. Well, I wanted to discuss with you. We got one more track on this list here, but you've got a few more in you, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I got a few more in me I could do.
Okay, yeah, because we'd like to do the normal, get it all the way up to 6 o'clock. I think you can definitely do
it. Oh, yeah, well, I was just doing more because I was expecting, I was thinking, well, you know, maybe you might ask more, you know, you maybe ask a lot of questions, you know, and not saying that you're not, but I'm just saying, you know, I was, you know, just thinking the songs would take maybe too long or, you know, I'm not trying to be rude or nothing because that just seems disrespectful what I said. But
yeah.
I was just expecting, you know, the monologue to be longer. But anyway, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, if there's anything that you'd like to talk about, I'm always happy with
that.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I'll talk more. I got more to talk about.
Because, you know, we've discussed that you have the upcoming shows, and then you don't have a release yet, but we are going to get one later on.
Oh, yeah, you guys will definitely get a copy, and I will be back in here, and I will play some original tunes for you.
Right, and is there a way that people could take a listen online anywhere on any of the usual?
Oh, yes. Look up Blues Preacher, CREIGHTON. Mm-hmm. I always like to spell out my name because people spell it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But, Blues Preacher Crichton, and I have a Wix website. On there you can get some demo tracks of original tunes I've recorded. I've got the previous time I was in here, I've got the recordings of the songs I did in here.
Okay.
On that website. I have my Instagram, my Facebook, my SoundCloud. I have a ton of stuff on there.
Okay. So I would imagine if we punch in that name that we're going to get it all. That should be pretty easy to find.
Yeah, I'm an open book.
And still to be written. You're only in the first chapter, right?
Yep, first chapter.
Okay. All right, so we got one now called Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Oh, this is like, I'm about to pull some Jimi Hendrix here on this banjo. Earl Scruggs, what a guy. He was good. He was good. And so I watched him do this, and then I didn't believe it myself, but I watched young Hank Jr. do this song on the banjo.
Okay.
So I'll do it right now.
All right. Preacher Creighton, Foggy Mountain Breakdown, Earl Scruggs, the Jimi Hendrix of banjo. All right. So when you come back next time, you'll be probably a little bit better with the piano, and then as you can see right in front of you, you got one you can play when you come
home. Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been eyeing up that sweetheart for quite a few minutes.
Yeah. So you won't have to haul one from your place to here. It'll be right there for you.
Oh, heck yeah.
Any other instruments you want to pick up? I mean, now you've got guitar, you've got banjo, you've got piano.
Harmonica, fiddle, bass, drums. Let's see, I could go on. Traditional other folk instruments that I could think of. There's quite a few more that I'd love to learn.
Yeah, you got to pick up a mandolin for sure, you know.
Oh yeah, mandolin definitely. That I had a family member that played a mandolin too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we can definitely squeeze in some more music. Would you like to stick with the banjo, or would you like to switch over?
I'll play one or two more songs. I'll probably do one more song on the banjo here. This is a string bean song, Uncle Dave Macon song, called Keep My Skillet Good and Greasy All the Time.
Keep my what?
Keep my skillet good and greasy all the time.
Oh, okay.
Pulling for my little old shanty home. Danny home. Well, they beat me to the door. I'll hide them on the floor. Keep my skillet good and greasy all the time.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right. Blues Preacher Creighton on the banjo. Okay. So when you get a full band together, we can bring them all in and we'll see what we got there.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking once I get it together, which I'm probably going to take a while, take my time before I decide to go off with a band. Hmm. And we'll come in here. And we'll do some tunes. I'll have a unique set list going. We'll do some covers, and then we'll come back and we'll do some original tunes.
Okay. Now, most of the originals that you're doing so far, are they all in the blues category, or are they kind of going around?
Well, they're mainly in the blues. I've been trying to write country songs, and I've actually had a friend down in Nashville. He's been writing up some songs, and he's given me some songs. He's like, here, work on this. Here, check this out. He's like, I think you might like this. And I like the idea of having, you know, somebody, you know, being a songwriter and helping me out. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what a lot of the original musicians did at one time. A lot of the big namers, they had people write songs for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm doing right now. In fact, I'll even play you an original tune right now, since we got time.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You know, and this one, yes, I'm slowly reaching legality in 6 months, but this is a song I wrote back when I was 14 years old, when I first had the blues, and that was about these high school women I met, and they made me have the blues, and that's where it all began.
Yeah. They have a way of doing that.
Oh, yes. I write so many songs about women, it's ridiculous. you couldn't keep me away from them, I swear.
That's the origin of the blues, though.
Yep.
All right. So what's this entitled, then?
This one's called The High School Woman Blues.
And this is a Blues Preacher Creighton original.
Oh, yep. Here it goes. Hello, blues. Blues, how do you do? I see you over there, blues. Hello, blues, how do you do? Everybody says you're a bad friend, but you know what to do. Don't come over here with that whiskey. Let me tell you, blues, tell you what makes a man blue. Let me tell you, blues, tell you what makes a man blue.
can make a fool out of you. Where these high school women love playing games with me. High school women love playing games with me. Well, I begin to love one and they begin to play for me. And that's a true story. Let me tell you blues, tell you what makes me blue. I'm gonna tell you blues, tell you what makes a man blue. Having high school girls love messing around with you. Well, I've met blondes and brunettes, they all play for me. I met blondes and brunettes, they all play games with me. Well, I began to love one, and they bait for me. Goodbye, blues. It was good seeing you. Goodbye, blues. It sure was good seeing you. Next time I see you, I hopefully won't have these high school blues.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves with Blues Preacher Creighton. All right, an original, the High School Woman Blues. Now you're going to have to sing about college girls.
Oh, yeah, well, let me tell you about that. I was really, you know, I got into my dream school, and that was U of M Dearborn.
Go Blue.
I mean, I would have came here if they wouldn't have accepted me down there at U of M.
Mm-hmm.
I would have went here. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit of mess up here. There's too much lollygagging going on, but I'm sorry about that.
Tell your mom to cut that out.
Ma, cut that out. All right. Well, I got a song here. It's a little classic, and then... How many tunes can I do? Because I want to. There's one tune I want to do out for my guitar club teacher.
All right, I think we can do two.
All right, and I hope you'll be able to handle it. It's called Family Tradition.
All right, no problem.
I got a tune real quick. This one's Walking Blues.
Walking Blues, okay. All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
This video, I did a video of this, and it got me to 70K views, so.
Ah, nice.
So I love doing this song, so here it goes. Well, I get him late over the evening, and I feel like blowing my horn. Well, I woke up this morning to find my little baby gone. Now, late on the evening, I feel like blowing my horn. Well, I woke up this morning to find my little baby gone.
Well now, the ocean run to the ocean, way down, down to the sea. If I don't find my baby, somebody gonna sure bury me now. Ocean run to the ocean, man, ocean run down to the sea. Well, if I don't find my baby now, somebody gonna sure bury me. Well, I woke up this morning feeling round, round for my shoes. Well, I didn't know by that I had them old walking blues. Now, woke up this morning, I was feeling around for my shoes. Well, you could tell by that, man, I had them old. Oh, walking blues. Well, either this morning if I have to, I'm gonna ride the blind. I've been mistreated and I don't mind dying. Well, leading in the morning, I had to ride the blind. I've been mistreated, ooh, and I don't mind dying.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM with Live from Studio J with Blues Preacher Creighton. All right, I want to thank you, Creighton, for coming down and playing for us. It's been a pleasure.
Well, Scott, I love to come down here and play for you guys, and yeah, I've been real thankful for it, and I'm always really thankful any chance I ever get to play shows, and that especially goes out to you and to my friend Steve from the Blues Society, who's gotten me a lot of shows. I probably wouldn't be in the position I am without him, and the Blues Society itself has been a real big help to me, and I love those guys over there, and I hope they'll be able to put up with my my personality for
years to come.
Yep, for years to come.
All right. So once again, we're gonna check you and Maruga Booker for a double birthday celebration a week from tonight at the Token Lounge in Westland.
Oh yeah.
All right. So you're gonna leave us with one more.
All right, I'm gonna do this out to a teacher of mine who asked for this tune.
Okay. Alternate tuning, if you haven't been able to figure that out, listening audience. Live radio in Studio J.
Well, this song, I don't know how you're going to be able to deal with it. It's a rowdy song. It's by old Hank Jr. It's called Family Tradition. And my teacher, his name's Mr. Arnest, he asked for this song from Guitar Club. And we jam out all the time, really. Every time I come to school, he's got a guitar there, and we jam out. And
okay.
So he said, you should do this song. So I told him I'd do it. So,
this is for him.
Yep, this is for him.
All right.
That's for Hank Jr., too.
Okay.
All right.
Well, these country music singers have always been a real close-knit family. Lately, some of my old kinfolk disown some other boys than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke this family tradition. Yeah, they want to know, Hank, why do you drink? Why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote over and over? Everybody met my prediction. So if I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a family tradition. I am very proud of my daddy's name. Although his kind of blues and my blues ain't playing just the same. Stop and think it over. Put yourself in my unique position. If I get stoned, I'm just singing along to a family tradition. Don't ask me, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the country and the rock and roll? If I'm down in a honky-tonk and something's trying to give me friction, I said, leave me alone, I'm singing all night long. It's a family tradition. Lordy, I have loved some ladies, and I have loved Jim Beam, and they both tried to kill me in 1923. And when that doctor asked me, son, how'd you get in this condition? I said, leave me alone, I'm singing all night long. It's a blues preacher's tradition. So don't ask me, Crichton, why do you drink? Why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the country and the rock and roll?